Well, happy Friday. I've had a lovely week. I've been doing all the things that I like to do. I've been doing a bit of working. I've been doing a bit of helping, a bit of hanging around, doing a bit of creating. I'm knee deep in embroidery at the minute. Embroidery is my thing. I've turned into a fucking old nana and I love it. Oh, I've been doing French knots. If you know, you know. French knots, they're very satisfying and quite frustrating. Anyway, it's small things, isn't it? It's just small things that make you happy. But I was talking to my gorgeous friend and we were talking about the things that light us up, you know? So I spent the day with my friend Sally and we had the best time, like the best time. And we laughed and we shrieked and we went junk slutting, and I love a bit of junk slutting. Now, what I love about Sally is she's creative and she's fucking funny and she doesn't take life too seriously. And her life has not been that easy, but she always seems to just find a little glimmer of, like, she's got this naughtiness about her and she just has this glimmer with life. Like, she plays with life like it's a tennis ball, you know, like just back and forward. And we were just laughing and I love that. Like, I love that. And if you met her, you would go, oh, she must have had just the easiest life and she, you know, she fucks around doing what she wants. And it's like, no, she has carved out a cave for her. She has fucking chipped away like the man on Shawshank Redemption at making a life that works for her. And it's been a bloody toil, boy, and I've been watching it for 20 years and I just love it. Like, I love it. I love us carving out our lives. And we were talking about, because we were laughing about how we were fucking old bags. We were just old, we're old crones, you see, and we were laughing about how old we were and how funny. Not old as a negative, but just old as in fuck, we know some stuff, you know, and laughing at people. And laughing at people that didn't know, like these young people, we were laughing, just watching people and as we were beetling around and, you know, and looking at old people and going, that's cool. You know, you start to see the value in wisdom and age. And anyway, we had a gorgeous day. But it got me thinking about, I've got another friend, my gorgeous friend Jackie. She's in Japan at the moment and we were talking about Jackie and how gorgeous it was. She was in Japan and she's got a lot of Japanese running through her blood and having a wonderful time. And I've been thinking all night last night about the whole Japanese concept of ikigai, you know, which is the philosophy of living, I guess, a Japanese philosophy of living, where your life's aligned to your passion and your values. So what you're into and what you really care about and what you believe in. And I was thinking about that and what I love. So ikigai is like a Venn diagram of four circles. So the top one is love. Like, what do you love? So if you look it up, you can look it up on Pinterest or on Google or something. And if you do this for yourself, it's a bloody good exercise. So what do you love? Like, I love creating shit, like French knots, you know. I love collecting shit. Oh my God. I junk slutted around and found little vases and little bits and bobs that just make me happy. And we went to a shop called Oddities and Niceties. Like, isn't that cool? What have you got in your life that's odd? And what have you got that's nice? And things that are odd. And Sally was laughing and saying the last time she was in the shop, she bought a mannequin hand that she's just stuck in a pot plant. And every time she walks past her pot plant, she laughs because there's a fucking hand sticking out of it. Now, that's just fun, isn't it? And that's what I love about Sally, is that when I walk into her house, I know who she is. And a lot of people have these fucking beige castles that look like a, oh my God, they look like a quest apartment. That no personality, their house is dull and everything's tidy. And it's like Sally and I have fucking piles of junk and shit everywhere. Now, this is not for everyone. Not all of you could live like this. But life is full with curiosities and interest and textures, you know, like things that you love, like life textures, not just texture as in a bit of linen. I mean, a texture like, what fucking adds texture to your life? What do you love? Like, my house is full of books and coloured glass and, you know, weird shit. I like weird shit. I'm a bit like Sally. So weird shit, you know, makes my day. makes my day. So what you love is your top circle, right? All the things. I love curating and collecting. So curating like little displays. There's no point collecting shit if you just hoard it in a box. So you've got to get it out. And so I'm constantly making little displays. I pretend my house is like a little shop, and I make little displays everywhere all the time. Love it. So that's what I love. And then on the left-hand side, you have your strengths. And, you know, what are you? Strengths, what are you good at? Your skills, your strengths, what are you good at? And the intersection of those two circles is your passion. So what you're good at and what you love, right? So that's kind of really interesting. Like I'm good at talking, I'm good at writing, right? And my strengths are that I'm a bit blunt, I'm a bit bold, and they're all things that I'm just good at. I'm just bossy. And then what the bottom circle is, what could you get paid for? And the intersection between your strengths and what you get paid for is your profession. So what can you get paid for? So I get paid for speaking and mentoring and motivating and teaching, because I'm taking my skills and I'm making money from that. Like, getting paid for what you love is, this is amazing. This is the whole thing, the beauty of being alive. And how do you live? So a lot of people go, oh, well, I love cricket and I'm good at fixing cars, but I work at an office. And it's like, what if you mush them together? And mushing them, now this is impossible for everyone, and I get that I'm in a very privileged world where I get to do what I want, but am I, or have I created that world? And I love this idea of a life well lived, which is the whole concept of Ikigai. And in the circle on the right is what the world needs. What does the world need from you? I love that. So I think the world needs from me. Like if someone said, what does the world need from Lisa? Well, it needs fucking waking up. It needs liberating. It needs someone to go, sort your shit out, world, right? It needs a poke. I'm good at that. And the intersection between what you're paid for and what the world needs is a vocation. And so I've been going through thinking about this. Like, what do I love? What are my strengths? What does the world need? And what can I get paid for? And actually, these are things I think about all the time, because I get paid for doing what I love. And so in order for me to, you know, bring home the bacon, I have to be thinking all the time about what does the world need right now? And I don't think money's the thing that you want to be motivated by. You want to be motivated by what you're passionate about. But fuck, we all need money, right? Because you've got to buy the groceries. New world's not paying for itself, is it? You've got to pay for the groceries. So I love the idea of this and aligning your life with your passions, because I'm really into people living their lives well. I'm not into people existing. One of the things that fucks me off, if I could just have a rant on a Friday, is people existing. You know, they just get up, they pay their bills, they come home, they eat their dinner, and they go to bed. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You've been given a heartbeat. You've been given a precious life, and you're not laughing or enjoying it. You're just getting through. You're just existing. You're being the fucking Eeyore of life, you know, instead of grabbing life by the balls and bouncing around like Tigger. Now, we can't be Tiggers all the time, but I think an effort and an energy to go, actually, what do I love? What are my strengths? What does the world need from me? And yesterday we drove around and I saw all kinds of little people doing cute things, like, you know, people that were brave enough to go, I'm going to be a fucking artist and I'm going to make money out of making my bowls or my pottery, or, you know, I love that. Like, people doing things they love rather than just doing what they have to do to get paid. And it's a different lifestyle, isn't it? It's a different way of living. And I'm like, if you could get paid to do what you love, what would that be? If you had to set up a shop tomorrow and do something in that shop, what would you do? Would you read tarot cards? Would you sell flowers? Would you, I don't know, just give people fucking opinions? I'd like to do that. I'd like people to come in and just, you know, pay money and get opinions. They'd leave with a box of opinions. They say, hello, this is my, what have you got? I need an opinion. I'd say, well, fuck, here's some opinions. Well, I've got so many opinions. I reckon a shop of opinions, I might start there. So there you go. That's my little ikigai thing. I've been thinking about it a lot. Look it up. If you don't know about ikigai, it's a very fucking cool concept. And I can't wait to talk to my friend Jackie about what she's learnt and the way Japan has impacted her. She lived there a long time ago when she was a young thing, and now she's not a young thing and she's gone back. And it's like the concept of watching Japanese people, like she's been observing her Japanese friends and family, and it's like, how do they live life? How does this translate? And I think we've got so much to learn from other cultures. But anyway, look up the Ikigai model and have a think about what your passion, your mission, your profession. How do you have a life well lived? That makes me really happy. So have a lovely weekend. That'll give you something to chew on. See ya.